you can't sit at the table today, whether it's a provider client, we represent major health systems, we represent major pharmaceutical companies, we represent patient groups, we represent policy groups. You can't sit at the table today without the term information coming up. So Beth actually and her colleagues, or Agency 1022, serves a much grander role and part of our vision, which is when we talked about our joint tagline, which is to champion health innovation. You cannot effectively champion health innovation without being champions for transparency and access to secure information.
That was Gil Bash, Managing Partner and Global Health Chair for Finn Partners, a global omnichannel communications and marketing agency that recently acquired Agency 1022, a PR agency out of Atlanta, Georgia, with a focus on health IT. Gil and Beth Friedman, founder of Agency 1022, joined me recently to discuss the decision-making process for this acquisition. Along the way, I discovered their mutual respect for each other and a shared passion for healthcare innovation as a change agent for improving healthcare for all. You're listening to What's My Tagline, a podcast focused on conversations around marketing, PR, social media, and more in the healthcare B2B space. I'm your host, Carol Flagg. And now let's hear from Gil and Beth. Well, Beth, Gil, thank you so much for joining me today on my show. How are you doing, and where are you calling in from?
Hey, Carol, it's Beth Friedman. I'm calling in from Atlanta, Georgia, and doing well today. Thank you for having me.
And Carol and Beth, I'm not far away from both of you, but I'm just on a different side of the coast here. I'm up north, and I'm right outside of New York City. And you know, obviously, I'm speaking to you from my world headquarters, the family.
The family, right? like so many of us, right?
I know. This has been a long, long, I guess we're into, I don't know, 16 months.
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
And I think that this world that we're living in right now, it's not social distancing. It's just we have really embraced, as Beth pioneered some years ago with her agency, we've really pioneered now the whole virtual remote work environment. And so part of the reason I'm speaking to you from my location and not our offices, our headquarters in New York City, is convenience and productivity.
Yeah, great. Well, as you both know, I gave you a little bit of a warning. My first question of all my guests is, if you had to describe yourself as a tagline, what would it be?
Beth, I think you have our tagline.
I do, Gil. So, championing health innovation through collaboration. We really see our work together at Finn and now Agency 1022 as part of Finn as being champions for new technologies, new processes, new innovations in healthcare space, whether it's in pharma, medical devices, health IT, which of course, Carol, is a sector that you know I've worked in for years. And we do that by collaborating with each other. Whether it's offices across the world or whether it's experts and professionals in PR and marketing roles that have expertise and knowledge in each of those different areas I mentioned. Gil, do you have anything to add?
I think, Beth, you've handled it perfectly. All that is correct. I think that one of the things that enables you to share our joint tagline is our shared values. And it's easy to talk about collaboration, and many people do. It can be an overused word. But at our organization, it is a superpower, and it is something we practice. Collaboration isn't just being nice and saying, I'll send you that file. Collaboration really requires us to go the extra distance. And you know, when we think about physicians, providers, or we think about payers, or we think about policymakers, or most importantly, we think about patients, all of them desperately need a collaborative environment in order to succeed in their mission. So I think we start by setting a good example, Beth and myself, with each other, with our colleagues around the world, by being dedicated to collaboration so that, in fact, we can be great champions for health innovation.
So before we get into the heart of our conversation today, which is to talk about that's Agency 1022, now being part of Finn Partners. Maybe just spend a few minutes giving our listening audience just a brief glimpse as to who you are and how you got where you are today. Beth, I obviously have known you for many years, and so I know a little bit of your story, but just, you know, take a couple of minutes and give our audience a taste of who you are.
Certainly, certainly. So, Carol, I've had the honor and privilege of being in healthcare my entire career. I started out in medical records working in a hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and that then became a health system, which became part of a huge health system. And my days there morphed also into working with the medical staff, which was wonderful, and then into IT in the early days of IT. So that was quite the journey. That gave me the foundation to then move into working for larger health IT companies like First Data Corporation and McKesson in sales and marketing roles. And then, as you know, Carol, right around the early 2000s, I had the opportunity to start my own agency, which I did. I really enjoy the public relations piece of what we do, working with the media, sharing, you know, the success stories that our clients have. And given my background that I described in the hospital, I think I've sort of got an added insight into what healthcare providers, payers, physicians, you know, what they deal with, not only a day-to-day basis, but also in a long-term strategy perspective as well. So, you know, that, of course, set me up pretty well to join a larger agency when the time was right, and the time is right now. So extremely happy to join Finn Partners officially last week, July 7th.
Yeah, no time like the present. Beth,
we really, you know, Beth, and just recounting, I know Beth's background, of course, but when I hear it, her work in McKesson, the work in the hospital system, you know, there is a reference point that Beth brings to the table, to Finn Partners and to our clients, that she understands how things fit into a system. And it's fascinating, but just as an aside, tomorrow at 5 p.m. on a Clubhouse, this sort of like community of people who use their voices to express ideas, I'm one of the guests on a program called Startup Struggle. And, you know, we're talking specifically about the struggles of entrepreneurs, of startup health organizations in the system. Beth's an expert communicator, not just because she really knows the skills of a world-class public relations professional. She's been in the system. She imagines how that communications influences decisions in the system. And that's fundamental to our organization's differentiator. So, you know, again, you know, Beth joins us as a partner, as a senior partner, as a matter of fact, as a senior partner, because of her expertise, her leadership, the respect that the industry has for her, that her clients have for her, and the admiration of her colleagues and her industry fans like myself. So I'm really thrilled about that question you asked, Carol, about Beth's journey, because it just reinforces for me the whole conversations we've had for months that got us to the moment that you celebrated last week. And my own journey is similar and dissimilar to Beth's. Like Beth, I come from the system, but a little different path. I got into the system indirectly more than 40 years ago as a patient. I was a combat soldier, and I was out doing something. I was in a unit that, you know, we don't share what we do, but I was out doing something. And I finished what I was doing, and I woke up in a hospital. And I spent the next 6 months recovering, and then I returned to my unit. But I was so interested in that experience that I said I was fascinated. And I went back, and I asked if I could become a combat medic. And so I was trained as an airborne combat medic. I became a battalion level medic, which is one of the highest levels you can get. I did pharmacy training. I did advanced medical training, some surgery, was in surgeries, you know, in hospital systems to train, and recognized some very specific things. At that formative time of my journey, I cared for friend and foe with equal passion. I put myself at risk to rescue my colleagues. I put myself at risk to rescue enemy soldiers because all humans are precious. I fundamentally believe humanity is precious, and it is a privilege to serve humanity. So after that period, I went into health policy. I worked on refugee reunification, people who are separated because of medical records, believe it or not. Sometimes someone has a spot on their lung. One family goes here, another part of the family goes there. I actually looked, I guess you could say, the earliest standards of artificial intelligence, the eye, and look and get other doctors to comment on records and then work to reunify families for a period of time. Mm-hmm. I did that. And then I became a lobbyist for the pharmaceutical industry. I worked on critical front page issues such as environmental affairs, animal testing, innovation, things of that nature. And from there, sort of launched my career. Like Beth, I had this foundational experience and I launched my own agency, became very successful, became part of another agency. I went to do a major turnaround for another organization, a large turnaround. I then later on went into becoming a CEO of a large enterprise, about $800 million and larger. I was in private equity group that had some limited partner and a CEO of one of their ventures. And then decided to dedicate myself actually to communications, just like Beth, and built agencies. My arrival at Finn Partners was 6 years ago, a little more. It was a small business. Today it is one of the largest health groups in the world. It's getting larger thanks to Beth and other colleagues. But through it all, I don't see it as a business. I actually see it as a mission and as a platform to help people live healthier, better lives. And I fundamentally believe, and it's why I'm so thrilled to speak to you, Carol, and proud to work with Beth, that accurate information enables people to make informed decisions. And one of the most important informed decisions we can make is about our health.
So what I'm hearing is so critical, I think, to a lot of personal and business relationships, of course, is that sort of a like attracts like, sort of this, you know, synergistic kind of feeling that you get from a person, right? But when you talk about this collaboration, you know, that this is the outlook for the agency, and let's talk about, you know, bringing Beth's team and Beth herself on board into Finn Partners. Is it a big puzzle of collaboration and Beth's agency and that health IT centricity just sort of fit nicely in there? Or was it really more the fact that, you know, we're collaborators, this is our messaging, this is how we want to work with our clients, and Beth brings this along with her?
So it's a, first of all, wonderful question and an important question, because you're really speaking to the essence of our culture, but you're also indirectly speaking to the urgency of the health ecosystem's needs. Beth and her colleagues actually are not only brilliant and talented, they're passionate about health information. And a lot of what we're struggling with in our this nation's health system, but all regions' health systems, is actually timely access to information and information around medical advances and technologies. You can't sit at the table today, whether it's a provider client, and we represent major health systems, we represent major pharmaceutical companies, we represent patient groups, we represent policy groups. You can't sit at the table today without the term information coming up. So Beth, actually, and her colleagues, or Agency 1022, serves a much grander role and part of our vision, which is when we talked about our joint tagline, which is to champion health innovation. You cannot effectively champion health innovation without being champions for transparency and access to secure information. So we saw Beth and her colleagues as not just in the context of what they're doing today, but in the vision of their aspirations to have a bigger societal footprint. We saw them and Agency 1022 for its amazing intellectual and executional potential. And we see Beth and her colleagues continuing on one hand to do what they are doing. We see them in the room as we're talking to major health systems and provider systems. They understand that information actually connects a fragmented health ecosystem. And so it was not a question, as many companies do, they acquire enterprises for their fees and their client base. All welcome, trust me. We welcome fees and we welcome clients with open arms and hearts. But actually, these clients will find a very productive home because Beth is representing entrepreneurs who want to be successful. We want them to be successful. That's one. We want them to be successful. Why? That's what a lot of agencies are missing. Why? Because their success improves people's health. So we wanted Beth at the table and her colleagues at our tables because one, our clients, whether they're health innovators, whether they're providers, whether they're policymakers, whether they're patient groups, they need to hear from Beth. They need to understand Beth's perspective. And I think our nation and our world needs to hear Beth's perspective. That was the driving force behind this, not because it was a business or it was a transaction. That's a process. The vision is ultimately to improve your life. Beth and her colleagues will play a very important role to that end.
I find it so fascinating because, you know, Beth, Atlanta, my business partner lives in Atlanta. So I know you get together with Roberta on a pretty regular basis for lunch, but you know, a finite team, you know, in Atlanta, obviously with a national footprint because clients are national, finding this role and place in a global agency, because Finn Partners is as you said, it's a global omni-channel agency, one of the biggest in the world. And so I think that's really interesting that, you know, this synergy that you found, this collaboration that you found with this agency, you know, started by Beth, you know, and obviously a number of years ago, right? Since I've known you before that, I find that really interesting that you could look at that and go, we need this group to make our whole even better than it is.
Exactly. Look, the role of Beth is a leader. And so it's not just me. It's also Beth. I want to make that very clear. Beth really could write an article on her decision-making process to find the right partner. And I have tremendous regard for her and the decision journey, because she was very clear and she never skipped a beat. Values and culture was very important to her. Did people listen to her voice and care about her people? That was very important to her. Beth wasn't thinking about the moment, and she wasn't thinking about her signature on a contract. She actually was thinking about how through this relationship, she and her colleagues could have a larger voice in the health system. And I wish all entrepreneurs who are leading health communications organizations recognize that Beth's way is actually the way to greater prosperity. For Beth, for Finn, for our people combined, and most importantly, when I think of prosperity, if you don't have health, you don't have prosperity. You have despair, disease, and death. Beth clearly understood finding the right partner was essential to her well-being, emotionally and economically, but more importantly, to her people's long-term prosperity.
Yeah. And Gil, I'll add to that. That was one of the biggest criteria for us, Carol, was to find a partner that was as committed, dedicated, and invested in serving the health industry as Finn is. The breadth of their investment, number of people, the number of clients, just the commitment they have to this sector is remarkable. And I was quite impressed with that. And, you know, it solidified the decision for me. And then add on top of that, the culture that Gil mentioned, you know, they're best places to work. And I care about my people. It's really important. I know you've known our small group and members of our small group for a long time. and we're a tight group and we're all very passionate about what we do. And we found like-minded professionals at Finn. So that excites us quite a bit, as Gil said, not just for today, but for the future.
I want to add, if I could, Carol, that, and Beth hasn't really realized this yet because it's still all new. Beth's voice is actually oversized now in a very positive way. You see, Beth, who was a leader of Agency 1022, there's no doubt about that. But she's now a leader at Finn Partners. She's responsible for her community, absolutely. But she is actually part of now a larger community. She's an executive in both. And so Beth, who I think, I know, is really suited now to play a larger role in our nation's health system, is now invited to do that. I'm responsible, actually, to make sure that she has that opportunity.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to also talk about on this conversation is the impact that obviously a global pandemic has had on everybody's personal and business lives, obviously the last 16 months. As you think about your respective passions that you have for healthcare, because it is more than just about making money. I sense that from both of you, that you know, given your backgrounds and your experiences, you want to make healthcare better. You want to change things, right? You want to work with innovative companies. What has been the impact of what we've been experiencing globally through COVID on that sort of collaboration and championing that you want to do?
I mean, Beth, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at that, Carol. I see the impact, you know, as it relates to what we do day in and day out. I see it twofold. The first is we as an industry saw so much technology advance during the pandemic to support the frontline caregivers of our nation and of our world. You know, I saw technology companies that used to take a year to get a product out the door, you know, pivot and make changes to their software within days to support their clients and to help. And that was so inspiring. In fact, KLAS has a report out now about what the health IT technology vendors, you know, how are they helping during the pandemic or how did they respond? And, you know, just getting that kind of awareness in the industry of the fact that the clients we work with every day, they responded with both feet. They jumped right in. And that was so inspiring. But then they also did it so quickly. And that was inspiring as well. So I think long-term impact, I see the work that we do is to help those companies get out those great stories, to motivate them, to encourage them, to inspire them for as much as we can, to continue on that trajectory, to continue that momentum that they were able to demonstrate during the pandemic. So that's one aspect I see. And the other one I think is, you know, they also got closer with their clients. I see a lot of our customers, the actual IT companies, developed much deeper relationships with their hospital, health system, physician group, payer, clients, their customers. And I certainly hope that continues as well.
I think that's incredibly important points that Beth has raised. You know, the possibilities of health on the heels of COVID-19, as Beth pointed out, are great. But COVID-19 has also exposed us to something we should have paid much more attention to vigorously for decades, if not centuries. And that is, we have a health system that actually has built in obstacles to access to care, racial disparities. We are not delivering health in terms of health equity. Health equity doesn't mean equal health. It means you get what you need when you need it. So we have a problem with systematic racism. We have a problem with health disparities. We have a challenge in terms of access to care. And for health innovation to have its fullest potential, it must be available to all. And so what I'm sadly gratified has come out of the COVID-19 era is far greater conversation and attentiveness to things we should have had on the table and been working around diligently for many, many, many years. Now, that said, we're talking about it. And I do believe that when people talk about it, it's an invaluable first step. But as a nation, as a world, we're still struggling with many of these things. We're struggling with violence. We're struggling with violence against women. We're struggling against violence against LGBTQ communities. We're struggling against a challenge with people who are not earning a livable wage. We're struggling with people who have insurance, but they're underinsured. In fact, they have what's called catastrophic care insurance. So in a way, they have no insurance unless they have some deadly disease, heaven forbid. We're struggling and recognizing that an unhealthy environment will lead to unhealthy people. We're struggling with all these things. COVID-19 has pulled back the blanket, the Band-Aid, so to speak, off of society. And that Band-Aid cannot go back on. And I think that one of the things that attracts people to Finn Partners, and I hope attracted Beth to Finn Partners, is one of our values that we speak about often is to make a difference in the world. It's not enough that, as you said, you know, Carol, very nicely, we're one of the world's largest communications agencies. That's insufficient for us to judge ourselves. We will have to judge ourselves on the basis of impact, legacy, change, improvement, lives improved.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's the Band-Aid. It was, you know, a giant Band-Aid that's been ripped off, and you're right. We can't cover it back up, even as perhaps we come out of this global pandemic. You know, the issues that have come to light need to stay in the light for sure, for sure. So let's wind down with the future. You know, what does that look like for you, Beth? Now that you're part of the Finn Partner Global collaboration for innovation in healthcare. And Gil, what does that mean for you, for Finn Partners in general?
Beth, you want to take that? I'd like to hear that. That was not in the contract. So it will be very interesting to see what's going to happen down the road.
You know, it will, Carol. I mean, you know, this just all happened last week. So for now, it's still a lot of change management across myself and my team. But I really am super excited to look forward. You know, Gil mentioned that most of the principals do stay long with Finn and stay on for many, many years. So I look forward to that journey and being able to expand what I do, what I've been able to experience in my career. You know, the health information, the IT side, the integration of that into so much of what health does is never going to, it's on its fastest track right now than I've ever seen in my career. You know, Gil mentioned the disparities. I mean, one of the things that COVID did was identified how much lack there is in information technology connectivity and sharing and interoperability. I think all of those issues that we've talked about came right to the top of the surface, like especially as I think about community health and public health departments and you know, some of our clients work with those folks and what they had to go through and still go through with immunization control and management, things like that. So I don't know, I just see the need and the propensity of technology in this health ecosystem, which is huge. I see it in the most amazing and exciting place it's ever been. So I look forward to really shepherding that through in the ways that I can and being part of those conversations, as Gil mentioned, not only the national level, but the global level as well.
And I'll pivot and continue from what Beth just said. One, and when I look into the future, it is doing everything I can possibly do to support Beth in realizing everything she's just shared with listeners. That's one. That's very important. If you, Carol, and I can support Beth and her colleagues to deliver on those hopes, change will be impressive. On a personal level, for me, it is to rally as many people as I can with Beth, others within our organization, others within society, to recognize that we have to find common ground. We have to work together. We have to work together for the sake of our families, for their families in the future, for the well-being of our society. That I'm going to make my hopes for the future very small, but yet very big. And the hopes for the future I had really came in an email I received today from a colleague whose parent is hospitalized with a very serious illness. And I was able to reach out to the hospital and engage and mobilize expert care on that person's behalf. I will work with Beth and others tirelessly to the day where no one has to pull a connection to get the help they need. No one has to pull a connection to get the information they need. And no one has to pull a connection to get to the innovation they need to sustain and improve their lives. I think that if we can save one person at a time around the world, we will save worlds. And so that's the future I look forward to, a future where people are living happier, healthier, sustainable lives because they know the system is working for them.
I look forward to that day too. Beth, Gil, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're so welcome.
Honored. Thank you so much for having us.
You can learn more about Gil Bash and Beth Friedman at finpartners.com under leadership in the About Us section. And be sure to connect with them on LinkedIn. Learn more about this show on the programs page on healthcarenowradio.com. Have a guest or topic suggestion for the show? Send me an email at carol@healthcarenowradio.com or message me on Twitter at Carol Flagg or on LinkedIn. Until next time, I want to know, what's your tagline?